fountains of living water are breaking forth. We welcome you to partake of this great blessing through the spoken word of God, through His servant. Be blessed.
What I want to talk about this morning is hoping against hope. You know, having our hope in God and hoping against what? Hope. I know that we are if you look at things around us, situations and circumstances, economic situations, I know that we all have situations and circumstances that, you know, if you look at it very well, it's like, this thing, this is what God has said, and this is the reality. And if you look at it, it's as if it's not aligned, as in things are not going the way maybe the word of the Lord has spoken to you and all that. And, you know, one of the things that in most times happens when things are like that is that it's easy for man to lose hope, especially when you look at things around you. So you could look at things in your life and it could be as if the way this, you know, you have even given up, you know, as in giving up completely about certain issues, you know, because of the situation and circumstances. But the truth is that there's something about our Father. Our God is a God that works in a mysterious way. What did I say? And we must not lose sight of that. I believe the teachings about prayer as well is also very timely for us as a people. I know that, you know, there are so many things that get settled in the place of prayer. And there are so many things that sometimes when promises are given, you know, concerning an issue, like Pastor was teaching us this morning, you might need to persevere in prayer until you see that thing come to pass. We could see that even in the time of Jesus, we saw Hannah, she was praying, you know, in the temple until she saw that. They already had the promise that Jesus was about the birth of Jesus, but she was in the temple praying day and night until, you know, they actually saw, until it actually became a tangible expression. Only God knows how long she's been. They said, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about what? 4 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with what? Fastings and what? Prayers, night and day. Next verse. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked forward to redemption in Israel. So you will see that this woman had been in temple praying and fasting, and then all that they had always hoped for, all of a sudden, you know, came to pass. And so there are times that we actually have to... There was also another guy also. Can you look for that scripture for me? Simeon, you know, also, you know, these are people that they waited for the fulfillment of the things that God, you know, had promised. So there are times that God gives promises, but sometimes we have to wait in the place of prayer until we see those things you do what come into expression. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout. What was he doing? Waiting for the consolation of Israel and the Holy Spirit. So this man was devout, all he was waiting to see that thing come to pass. Verse 26. Then Simeon blessed them, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see that before he had seen what? The Lord's Christ. Verse 27. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen what? Your salvation. So you see, this man, he had already received that word, and he had to wait. He was a devoted man. He was waiting for that consolation, and really, that word became good to him. that word became fulfilled. So what am I trying to say? There are times that God gives us promises. I'm now not talking about eternal promises, maybe promises that has to do with things pertaining to the natural, even concerning our walk with the Lord and all that, you know. And there are times, one of the things we do in the place of prayer is to persevere until we see those things become good. Until that word become what? Fulfilled in us. You may know, you know. So there's also, so I believe that prayer, this issue of prayer is also, because many times, like Pastor was saying, many times we don't even wait enough in the place of prayer, and then we do what? We give up. Even before that thing gets fulfilled. Just like Pastor was teaching on the first service, remember Daniel? Daniel prayed. And you know, thank God that he waited in prayer. Because if not, that fulfillment, that word, that thing he was looking for would not have been fulfilled. So for some of us, you might need to tarry in the place of prayer. It's a season of stretching in prayer to see that the things that God has proclaimed, you know, becomes fulfilled. I know that some people have, you know, there was one of the days I was praying for someone concerning her business, just shared some challenges with me in our business. And I was praying the following morning. And as I began to pray, you know, God gave me word. And then I began to pray. And God said, you see, that there are certain things that don't just happen just like that. That you may have to stand on the word. You would have to proclaim the word. You would have to confess the word until a time where the word breaks through all the barriers. So when I heard that, I knew that, okay, that it's not as if God doesn't want this business to prosper. It's just that we just have to wait in the place of prayer. We just have to believe God. We just have to declare God's word concerning those things until that thing comes to pass. And that's what I want to share with us this morning. So there was a time the Lord spoke unto Ezekiel and he showed him dry bones. Said those bones, can you look at Ezekiel chapter 12? Said those bones were not just dry. They were what? Very dry. You know, these are situations that were hopeless, that looked as if nothing could come out of such situations. Said the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down. He did not set him up. Down. Say down. Down. So that is in a low place, in the midst of the valley. And it was full of what? Bones. These are, you know, everybody wants to be set up. Everybody wants to be in places where things are, you know, rosy and everything is just. So many of you just want things. God gives you business, going, promise about your business or concerning about your children. I say your child will be an evangelist to this generation. You proclaim my child. I just want the child to be obedient and obedient and obedient. How many of you just want that? You know, we all want that. Everything is just, I say yes, according to prophecy. Everything. But many times it doesn't work that way. So that kind of thing, I can see that child may begin to manifest something contrary to that promise. And just be like, what the Professor Lodi were you by? You understand what I to say? You know? So I said, the hand of the Lord came, and the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. Everybody wants to be on the mountain. Nobody wants to be in the valley where there is no show, where there is not. And it's not only in the valley, in the midst of what? Full of, was not just scanty bones, so just bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. So you look around everywhere, and all you just see around is just what? Dry bones. And behold, they were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they're not just only many, they were indeed what? They're not just dry, they were what? Very dry. You know, some of us, this is our current reality. Just look around. Everything looks very dry. Business is dry. Everything is dry. Situations at home is dry. Everything is just, you know, everything was very dry. Verse 3. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? You know, it's a different, let's even say it is a body. You know, let's say they were full of dead bodies. Because you say, okay, but you don't understand. Dead bodies, they are still together. But now, they are not just dead bodies, they are what? Bones. And then God was not saying, so that I can see how bad that situation was, bones. And they're not just only bones. Maybe there are still bones that still have maybe sinews or ligaments or them, or maybe some muscle. They were what? No, they not say, they said very dry bones. That means the decay, life has been sapped away from them a very long time. That was a very hopeless situation. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh Lord God, you know. And you need to call, yeah. It's only you that knows. So again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones. So the first thing that the Lord, in that process of bringing life, was doing what? Prophesying. And what does prophesying mean? Speaking the word. Speaking the mind of God to that situation. So he said, prophesy to this bone and say to them. It did not say you should prophesy to the bones their situations. It did not say, ah, this is the situation. Ah, this is my business. It's just dry. This business is not prosperous. Maybe I should even change job. Maybe I should go and take salary job. My situation of getting childbirth. They say I have, they even say I don't have womb. They even say this. That was not what was saying to the bones. Say to them, oh dry bones, do what? So what was he speaking to the dry bones? The word of the Lord. Can I hear you say that again? So that's the first thing. So no matter what situation we are going through, we must be able to identify the word of the Lord, the mind of the Lord concerning that situation, and we must be ready to prophesy that word to that situation. Amen. Amen. So surely I will, thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you. And what will happen? You shall what? Live. I would put sinews, and then began to describe the process of that situation coming to life. Said, I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you. And then I will do what? Cover you with skin. So every process of restoration, step by step, began to prophesy to that situation. Said, and then I will do what? Put breath in you. And you shall what? Live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, as the word came. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And suddenly, a what? Rattling. So someone that was in the midst of dry bones all around, that there was no action. All of a sudden, as the words were being proclaimed, life, signs of life began to do what? Setting. There was suddenly a noise, suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together. Bone to what? Bone. So maybe the skull bone was there, and then maybe the phalanges were at that corner. All of a sudden, something just began to happen. All by what? By the proclamation of God's word. So those are, you don't understand. You know, there are different bones in the hand. So that imagine maybe like this one, or maybe in this tiny thumb, it can be about maybe three bones. They are scattered all over. Come on, baby. The forearm bone, yeah. Be one that you get. The humerus, over the office, the pastor, just scattered. And then all of a sudden, connections began to happen. Divine connections began to happen. And then those bones, they began to look for themselves. And things began to link up just by the speaking of God's word. Hallelujah. Indeed, as I looked, and not just that only the bones came to join to one another, the sinews and the flesh did what? Came upon them. And the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. So we could see the progressive miracle as God began to bring things into position. Also, he said to me, so it did not stop there, because even though flesh was already there, but that was still not the end. And you will see again, also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and said to the breath, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on this slain, on these dead situations, that they may what? Live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them. And they did what? They lived. And what? Stood upon their feet. And what? Exceedingly great army. So from the place of a very dry bone came what? An exceeding great army. Those are the things that your father is specialized in what? Doing. And so what are the situations? So what are the principles I want to bring here? So when we have situations that look hopeless, you look around, things look hopeless. What you need to do, you know, like you have been taught this morning, you go in the place of prayer, you get the word, you get what? The substance. And you begin to do what? Proclaim that substance concerning that situation. And you proclaim it step by step until it becomes what God has said. And you don't stop. What did I say? See, I want to teach some of us on how to handle. See, some of us, when we have some situations, and then you look at it, it's like, this situation is hopeless. You give up. You feel God is not faithful. How much have you persevered with the word? How much of God's word have you spoken concerning? You have complained. You have cried about that word. But how much have you stayed in the place of speaking God's word concerning that situation? Of proclaiming God's word concerning that situation. You know, like Pastor is telling us, you are not above confession, no. How many of you know that? You are not above confession. As in, place of speaking life. Or speaking life. You know, I remember our last born. When he was growing up, he had a bow feet. And it was, they had used everything. All the calcium, everything that they say you should use, and the leg was not, it was not getting corrected, and it was just one, so it was very funny. So I remember there was this Pastor Kure or something. So he saw my mom, Maria, could not tell me, said that you need to speak to this leg. So when you after praying in the morning, he said lay your hands on that leg. And speak to that leg. He said, keep speaking to it. He said, keep speaking to it until that leg straight. And I remember growing up, I remember that my mommy wakes, after she finished praying in the morning, you will see her, she will take the leg, she start rubbing the leg, and she will keep speaking the word. And sincerely, my brother never had surgery on that leg, and his leg is straight. It's straight. So I even grew up knowing that. I remember then she was from, she would take the leg like this. She would start rubbing it and she would be speaking God's word. She would open the Bible and be speaking the word. She just keep speaking the word. And all of a sudden it grew, and then of course the leg straightened up, you know, on its own. So there's a place of persevering with the word of the Lord, or speaking words concerning your situation. What has God said concerning your family? About your immediate family, and then you broke.
I will walk by my word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Mohala Baranava Sasile Capranda Gacho Givede Bolo Hundes Zera Balata Encopara de Andesipato Verena Shishipaklanania. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Enoberata and the Vesos of Venonia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear in my spirit many of you, I want you to experience the reality of my word. I want you to experience the infallibility of my word. I want you to know the integrity of my word. I want you to use and come to rest on my word. Many of you have not seen my word walk literally in your life. Many of you have not experienced word walk literally in your life. So I want you to experience my word. Amen. Even that situation you are going through is an opportunity to experience my word. Yes. To engage my word. Yes. Engage my word. Engage my word. Engage my word. See my word walk. Have confidence. Because higher worlds with higher promises still await you. But engage my word for that thing you can see, that you are feeling, that is touching you, and you see it walk, then you will be able to believe me for something higher, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I agree. See, some of us, you have not really used the word for situation, just like that interpretation said. You have not used the word, you know, you have not used the word, you have not seen the word work wonders in your life. And you know, we all need that training, because you see, that level of the word that you can even use, that you can apply to natural issues of your life. If you have not been schooled to do that, it might be difficult for you to now receive words of eternal life, to now believe God for those promises, because it's an higher order. So some of us, you know, God will take us through certain things so that you can once again give you that opportunity, you know, to use the word. You can exercise your faith in the word. And so when you have done that successfully, when words for higher promises, when it comes, because you have used that faith, you have used it before, you have enough confidence to know that when God speaks, He brings to pass. Then you can have faith for those higher promises. So I believe that, you know, many of us, we need to exercise ourselves in this particular area. In this particular area of using the word, of standing on the word. And using the word in situations that looks contrary. You know, just like Abraham said, he hoped what? Against hope. You know, I think we should just go to today. I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who believed. God, who gives life to the dead. Hallelujah. So no matter how dead a situation is, God can do what? Give. You know, he's the author of life. He is full of life. He is the give. He is life himself. He is the fountain of life. Hallelujah. So when God speaks his word, he releases life. And so that life can raise any situation. He says, I am what? The resurrection and what? And life. Everything about God is what? Life. Said, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not what? Exist as though what? they did. So when God speaks, because God is in a you know, and the reason why this is able to happen is because, you know, God is in a realm in which there is no past, there is no present, there is no future. So when he's looking at situations, he sees the entire span of those things. So when he's speaking, you know, we are the ones that cannot see. So when he speaks those things. So to us, it will look as if he's speaking things that do not exist. But because he's all-knowing, he can proclaim even things that we do not yet know. Said, behold, I do a new thing. So he speaks those things. Said, he calls those things which do not exist at present as though they did. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of what? Many nations. According to what? According to what was spoken. So shall your descendant be. I know the situation of Abraham was a very hopeless one. You know, it was not that only Sarah that was dead. Both of them were dead. It was dead situation. And in a dead situation, God began to call them father, not call them father of a boy. He began to call them what? Father of many nations. So it was a dead. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. That was what? Already dead. Since he was about what? 100 years old. You know, the last thing we did on this Saturday, you know, gynecologist was talking, you know, after a while, sperm cells become, the older you get, the quality of sperm cells even begin to, so by the time it was 100 years, you know, it was already dead. And then not only that, the deadness of Sarah's womb, most like all, you know, that she was teaching us on that Saturday too, a woman, by the time a woman is born and she starts a period, each month the eggs are dying until they now die completely, maybe at around 50 when people get menopausal. So Sarah was already, I know, so the ovaries were gone, the sperms were gone, and then God is saying that somebody will be the father of many nations. Is your situation as hopeless as that? Said it did, but you know what? It did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. But was what? Strengthened in faith. And in that situation of waiting, he was doing what? Giving glory to God. And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also what? Able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for what? Righteousness. So it was not just only that he received the promise, even the fact that he could trust God and wait on God, you know, in the midst of that contrary situation, was imputed to him as righteousness. It did something to him, to his soul. So I believe that, you know, in times like this, God also wants us to be like that. That in situations that look dead, that we can actually believe God on his word. Hallelujah. And even contrary to the situations around us, we can believe and then hold on to God for God's word to find what? Expression. How many of you want to experience that? I want to experience that. Things that my own strength. How many of you have situations that my own strength? Know there are things that have happened to me. I know that my own strength cannot achieve this. That I just need a supernatural intervention. I know it is always sweet. When it is not, when you don't take the glory. When you know that this one is not me. It is God. You know, there's something it does to your soul. It makes you trust in God the more. It makes you know that, God is faithful. God is dependable. It assures you that if God can do this, this eternal life thing is possible. So God has to take us through that school. And we must be ready to go through that school. That school of standing on the word and using God's word in all our situation and what? Circumstance. Amen. Amen. Say we will hope in the Lord. Hey, I can't hear you. Say we will hope in the Lord. So I believe that, you know, just like we have heard, we can see the process for Abraham. He was standing in faith, and he was also what? In thanksgiving. He was not complaining. Not just like we read in the morning, that Message translation, that you convert all your what? your worries into what? Prayers and thanksgiving and praises. So one of the things in that process, when we are waiting, when we are using the word, you know, to when we are applying the word to situations and circumstances of our lives, you know, that period of hoping and patiently waiting, one thing that we must have is thanksgiving. Say thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Now, I was telling Mazan yesterday, I said, this issue of thanksgiving, I said, even me, I have not mastered it. I said, I believe that it is a major access in the spirit to the things that God wants to do. You know, so we are going to say, we should not be anxious for anything. Say, but what? Can you give me the message translation that we asked for in the morning? You see, so what are those situations? You should be able to say, what are those situations that makes you anxious? Those situations that bring worry? Those situations that makes you feel hopeless? You should be able to take all those prayers into God in prayers. And, you know, like we said when we were doing the faith series, in the place of prayer, God gives the substance. What did I say? A scripture can drop in your mind, an idea can drop in your mind, you know. And when God gives that substance, that word, you hold on to that word. And it is that word you will use to do warfare until you see the fruit. Say, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, do what? Pray. Let petitions and praises shape. That petition is prayer, like intercession. Shape your worries into what? Prayers. Letting God know what your concerns. Before you know it, a sense, an understanding. See, that sense can come in terms of an inspiration, can come in terms of an understanding. You know, in terms of a scripture, of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good will come and do what? Settle you down. Address that situation. So I want us to, you know, we should not be like unbelievers that worry about everything. That want to solve everything, you know. In fact, like Pastor was teaching us on Thursday, you know, one of the things he said, do not lean on your own understanding. You know, sometimes in the place, oh, this thing is happening. You saw some of us, you've used the understanding and the understanding did not even work. So you have even come to the end of yourself and now you now start blaming God, that God is not faithful. But all the while, you have always leaned on your what? Own understanding. It is a time where it is a season whereby you should begin to receive God's understanding concerning that issue and begin to use God's sense to address that issue. And you stay on that God's sense to address that issue until you see results. So instead of worrying, we trust God in the place of prayer. We stay on God's word until we see those things that God has prepared for us come into expression. Amen. I want us to read a couple of scriptures before we round up this morning. I want us to look at Proverbs 23 from verse 17 to 23. I remember, you know, those times when we first got Proverbs 23, you know, that you will see, said, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord, what? All day. Verse 18. For surely there is a hereafter, that is latter days, and your hope will not be what? Cut off. Verse 19. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Verse 20. Do not mix with wine bibbers or with gluttons, eaters of meat. Verse 21, I'm going to 23. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and do not sell it. Also wisdom and what? Instruction. And what? Understanding. You see, this wisdom, instruction, and understanding are the things that will not allow your hope to be cut short. Those are the things that will be applied to those situations to bring you into that expected end that the Lord has declared concerning an issue. Amen. Amen. Let's also look at Isaiah 35 verse 1 to 8. It says, the wilderness and the wasteland shall be what? Glad for them. The wilderness and wasteland are dry situations. And I believe for them to come into this situation where they become glad is because of glad tidings. It's because glad tidings are, it's glad tidings that that converts wilderness and wastelands to a situation that brings what? Gladness. Said, shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and what? Rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the what? Excellency of our God. So there's a way God excels in situations. And so when there are situations that looks like wastelands and wilderness, you know, there is something that the Lord can bring to convert that situation to a situation that brings what? Blossoming abundantly. Amen. It says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be what? Be strong. Do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and do what? Save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth what? In wilderness, and streams what? In the desert. These are miracles. These are situations that are not compatible naturally. You don't see waters in the desert. You don't see streams breaking forth in the wilderness. We don't see those things. These are not natural things, but these are things that your Father is skilled in doing. What did I say? These are the things working in situations beyond human reasoning. So this morning, I just want to remind us again, you know, because there's a tendency to forget these things. You know, that's why God will tell the children, say, you should recount these things. Why did I say recount? Say, put to remember, recount of my good works. Recount of my miracles, the miracles I did for you. You know, you see the Lord telling the children of Israel to recount this. It's always good to refresh our memory, to refresh our mind of the things that God can do in difficult what situations. So you should recount these things. So I'm just recounting these things to you this morning. Said, so the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of what? Waters. So in the habitation of jackals, you know, jackals reside in dry lands. So he said that in places where jackals, you know, that's why I believe. See, that place that we are going, you know, like Pastor has said, that place that we are going in, that place, I like Sister Diola's description. She said it's a developing land. See, I believe that the church, God, when God comes into a situation, life's come into that situation. So you see, as we are moving in that place, even though it looks like by the time we settle there, that place will be a developed estate. Yeah. Ah, you don't believe? Yeah. How many of you were here when we started church here? When you finish church 8 o'clock before, in this Adibode, before you see cab, you would do like this. There was no light. This place was always dark. People were always afraid running away. When we started, we know then by 7:38 we are done. People will stay there and be looking for you know, all of. How many of you have seen life? Life, the life that has sprung up in this day. Even this FSY that was here was not like that before. See life everywhere. And all of a sudden, this place, see the way both of us just. I'm telling you about God. When God comes, you know, it is, that was why that guy was looking for the ark of God. Obedidom said, because you know that when anywhere it comes, there is what? Life. This begins to do what? Prosper. So that's your situation. What you need is God. Why did I say what you need is what? God. And that is, you see, that is God's area of specialization. He likes taking abandoned, debilitated, desolated projects and then turning it into something that showcases his excellency. That's why it's even taking us as desolated, desolations of many generations, dilapidated in our soul. And God is promising us that we become his bride, clothed with glory. That is God's area of what? Specialization. So you look at your situation, you feel, this situation is dead. In fact, the way I'm looking at this, my business, this business can never become global. Who told you? What did I say? Who lied to you? When God, so that is one thing that God does. God is specialized in taking things from, not zero state, though. God likes taking things from minor states, from negative, and then bringing it into, if there's anything beyond positive, that is how God works. That is your father's nature. What did I say? That is your father's nature. That is the way he works wonders. He is a wonderful God. No, when you say something is a wonder, no, I like the Yoruba version. Iyanu, you know, something that you will see and you will yanu and you say, you know, something that, you know, that things that you say, that is the nature of your father. He does things that make you yanu. Amen. That makes people just say, what? This is a wonder. That is the nature of your father. I just want to remind you of these things. This, I know you know it, but no, I just want to bring those things back into your remembrance so that your faith and your trust, once again, you can hope in the Lord. You know, because, you know, you can look at Nigerian situations. You know, there was a time dollar began to, as if the dollar was going down, all of a sudden, you know, and everybody, you know, the thing was going, everybody felt that things, even me, I felt things in the market will go down. I said, don't let us go and buy anything yet. So I said, in the next 2 weeks, everything will fall down. But, gravity is not working. There's everything that goes up must come down. You know, but, you know that in the midst, you know, this was, you know, but you know, so you can look at situations and circumstances and be like, how does these things, how is things going to work? You look at yourself, how are things, the way everything is looking, as if nothing is not going to work, the economy is not working. You know, you just look around, look at situations in your life, you look at your results, you say, this result, can it get me a good job? You know, you look at situation, say, hey, this is my family. You know, see, the situation in your family is when you're like, as if there is no hope, there is nothing. You see, that situation is the best raw material for God's miracle. Amen. What did I say? That is the best material for God's miracle. You see, when light shines most is in the midst of darkness. And so we must be able to look unto God in the midst of those difficult situations and allow God to express his wonderful nature, to express his wonder. You see, we must not allow situations and circumstances of life to defeat us. We must have hope. What did I say? You know, Pastor said, don't be like people that do not have hope. Don't be looking morose and looking at how girls, and you just like, hey, me not buy. I'll be looking as if your situation is hopeless. He said he picks people. You know, I love that scripture. Remember my pastor, I told when I was there, he said he picks man up from the dunghill and set them walk among the princes of his people. You don't understand? He brings man from, you know, dunghill. As in from a very low estate, very dry place. And then he does what? He sets them among. He said, he brought me also out. No, it's not this one. 1 Samuel 2. He raised up the poor out of the what? Dust. And lifted up what? The beggar from the dunghill. To do what? Set them among priests. And to make them do what? For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. And he has set the world what? Upon them. That is what God does. He takes people, beggars from dunghill. And then he set them up. You know, and also said, he said, the Lord your God is the one that giveth you what? Power, enablement, capacity to do what? To get wealth. And you see, it is not difficult to, you know, it is not difficult to turn somebody to a billionaire. How many of you know that? In one day, Abraham, it happened to Abraham. Just a transfer of wealth. Those are things that God does. What did I say? Those are things that God does. So in the midst of, so you could look around, look at things, oh, and this one is not working, this thing is not working, everything is going up, salary is the only thing that is not going up. You know, you look at situations around, situation in your family, situation in your life, you look, when you combine your salary together and you had everything together, you're like, how do you want to send children to university like this? You look at everything, looks hopeless. Say, God does wonders. God does wonders. God does wonders. All we need is to stand on God's word and apply God's word into what? Our situation and what? Circumstance. We must not become so logical. You see, one of the things I don't want you, that Satan is trying to make people do in this city, is to make people very logical. And you can, must not be logical believers. What did I say? One of the logical believers that says 2 plus 2 is equal to what? 4. Because God doesn't work that way. If God works with 2 plus 2 equals to 4, dead Abraham plus dead Sarah would never have given birth. So God doesn't work with 2 plus what? 2. God works wonders. Tell neighbor, say, God works wonders. Hey, do you believe? Say, God works wonders. Say, the word works. Hey, I can't hear you. Say, the word works. Say, God works wonders. So God works wonders. So whatever situation, whatever circumstance, is there health condition, stay on God's word. Tell neighbor, say, stay on God's word. Say, stay on God's promises. Stay on God's promise. You believe. You know, when they say, taku to Jesus, you taku to the word. As in, you hold on to the word. That the word works. The word, so he said, all the things that we see, even your father, when he was going to create things, he created from the unseen to the seen. That is how God works. So he starts from the unseen. So even those things, if you are not seeing them, then you are, you look at yourself, it's as if, I don't understand, that is the right position to stand. No, if you want to cook amala, where you will start is that you water and a lubo. Once you see the water and a lubo, you know that there is a hope of getting what? Hamala. So when you see situations where the things you want, they are not there, that is a good situation for God to work. Because God works from what? The unseen to the word to the seen. Say, by faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were what? Were made of things which are visible. So the raw material in which God used in making things that are visible are what? Unseen things. Say, unseen things. So for the word to work, God needs things that are not seen. Then he applies the word to it. Then he converts it to the seen. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. So God works from what? The unseen word to the seen. So I want us to, that is the sense that we should have in interpreting the issues of our life, in addressing situations and circumstances that comes our way. That God works from what? The unseen to the seen. And how he converts the unseen to the seen is through his word, through his word. So tell neighbor, say, get the word. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, get the word. So what is God's promise? What is God's word and promise to you? So some of you, you need to paste it on your door to remind yourself. Where you use lipstick in the morning, you paste it. Where you want to sleep, you paste it. You know, God told them, said, so that, you know, so if there is a lot of unbelief or fear or worry in your heart, you might need to write it. Maybe your business, that God's word, you paste it, you know, so that you see it. You know, God told them, said they should write the words, put it on your doors where you are sitting down, put it on your hands, put it everywhere. Why? So that it can change their mindset. So that it can be what drives everything they do. You know, the same thing also when Jacob wanted yeah, he wanted spotted animals. He said he will put it where they are mating. He will put those speckled things there. So that, you know, we must apply those are spiritual technologies. So you put the word everywhere. Words that God has spoken to you, you paste it, you say it, you prophesy it, you declare it, you confess it. Those are everlasting technologies. Speaking the word, prophesying it, putting it everywhere. You know, if you know your faith, just paste it everywhere. In the morning, when you wake up, you see it. When you go to your toilet, you know, if your toilet is facing like this, where you'll be looking, paste it somewhere there. So that when you are pooping, when you look up like this, that's what you are seeing. Where you cook, where you put your gas and you are cooking, put it, paste it there and see it until it becomes what it takes over all your faculty. So that I've set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. So you must learn to do that. You know, if you have not learned that in your walk with the Lord, you need to do that. Where you can stand on the word, where you can use the word to where you can apply the word that the Lord has spoken to influence all situations and what circumstance of our life. And as we do that, I know that God will show forth. I know that wonders will take place. You know, I was telling, I think it was Isaac that was, I said, in this situation that we have, the economy looks like, but people that we break through in this situation, I say, there are people that are rugged with the word. Yeah. Why did I say? Rugged with the word. I said, you will pray it, you will confess it, you will believe it, you will act it. You will act it, you will believe it, you will confess it. Because you believe it, you will act it. Until you see the work breakthrough and work wonders in our situation. And I believe that as we do this, the Lord will show forth. Amen. So I just want to encourage our hearts that we must trust in the word. We must trust in the Lord. You must not be lazy. If you are a lazy believer, you won't be able to do this. Your faith, you will not be able to persevere. Consistency. What did I say? Consistency. Some of us, you just need to push a little bit more. Just need to push a little bit more in prayers. Just need to push a little bit more in confessing. Just need to push a little bit more in trusting the Lord. And then you will see the Lord do what? Show forth. Don't be easily discouraged. An episode won't be easily discouraged. Hey, I can't hear you. Say, don't be easily discouraged. You know, when Jesus died and the disciples got the news that Jesus had resurrected. We all know that story. And the disciples rushed there. Somebody stood at the door, looked inside and said, he's not there. Somebody persevered a little bit more and entered. He saw beyond, Jesus was not there. He saw the clothes arranged and said, it's true, he's not there, and went away. But somebody persevered a little bit more, cried, prayed, open delight, and then Jesus himself revealed himself. So sometimes you need to persevere. Tell neighbor, say persevere. Persevere. Hey, I can't hear you. Say persevere. Persevere. Say don't give up. So just imagine if Mary too has followed them to go. You know, just like other people left. No, but Mary stood with doubts, weeping. As she went, she stooped down. If she looked again, she had been looking and looking. They didn't see anything. What was she still looking again? She still persevered. She still looked. She was still open. And then she saw two angels. One at the head and the other at the feet where the body. But she was not still terrified, but that was not what she was looking for. She began to question them. And they said to her, why be pressed down? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Verse 14. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and Jesus was standing. So that means, that Jesus has been there all the while. Why did I say? Jesus had been there all the while. So Peter, all of them, they had gone back, and I'm sure they would have gone to report that, Jesus is not there. They've taken his body away. But somebody persevered. Say somebody persevered. Hey, I can't hear you. Say somebody persevered. Yes. And then that which was unseen became what? Seen. So how many of you we must all be ready to persevere in the place of prayer, in the place of believing God, in the place of holding on unto God's promise. And I know that as we do that, the Lord will show up. Can we just rise up on our feet this morning? And I just want us to lift up our hands to the heavens and ask God that the Lord, that once again, the Lord will give us grace to stand on the word, to believe the word in this season, to hold on to God's word in this season, to trust in the Lord in this season, that we will not trust on our own understanding. We will not lean on our own understanding. We will lean that the word of God will be the pillar on which we would lean on. It will be the pillar. It will be the sense with which we would address situations and circumstances of our life. Can you just lift up your hands to the heavens and ask God for grace and say, God, I receive grace. I receive grace to not trust in my own understanding, but to trust in your word. I know that to trust in the wonders of your word, 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 in the wonders of your word. Hey, I receive grace. I receive strength to trust in the wonders of your word. I will rely on your word. I will trust in your word. We would act on the word. We will move at your word. We would hold on to your word. And we will see your wonders. 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 We will see your wonders.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been greatly blessed. For further information, you could visit our website at www.thecitygatechurch.org. God bless you.